This is called the Town of Mountville Finance Committee meeting for March 25th, 2025 order. Please join me in the pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that Kate Sutter is standing in for Joe Jaskiewicz and Kevin Lathrop is on the telephone. And Tim May is the chair is present. So at this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda.
Do you have an agenda, Mr. Chairman?
I sure do.
Never mind. This blind person, just give it to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll go one more time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Approval of the minutes from February 25th, 2025.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Yep. And any discussion? All in favor for the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Kevin, can I get an aye from you or a nay?
Aye.
So these will be in your packet. And old business year-to-date budget. I'll be talking to you. Oh, we're going over the Munis report. So this might be tedious for you, Kevin, so but we'll try to explain things. Do you guys like to start off like you did before, Patrick, or are we just gonna?
I think Julie's kind of taking the lead on this one, so
okay.
Sure.
I'll yield to the finance director.
So most of the lines are that are in a deficit are similar to what they have been previously. A few overtime lines, and then insurance lines were the ones with the most deficit.
Would you like to discuss those tonight or just highlight them?
What do you mean by discuss?
I think last time we just kind of went through and showed the ones that were a little bit behind and what we were doing with them and waiting, you know, they've got a plan of some of them.
So the overtime lines, I think we should wait a little longer till the end of fiscal year to get a better projection of what it will be to cover through year end. There is a snowplow overtime line that could possibly be reconciled sooner, as long as we don't get any more snow.
Is that in the?
It's on page 16.
I'm going to take a minute to show Councilor Sutter a few things.
So that's in a deficit of $23,860.
Oh, so it's in the rears. Or is it got money left over?
No, it's in a deficit of $23,000.
Okay. So see if you know how this works. Well, anything else, Julie?
No, not at this time.
So I'm just taking a minute to kind of go over stuff.
Yes, you saw it too. What type one are you talking about?
No, sand and salt is also an addition. That's in a deficit of $96,276.
So we can apply that to next year's budget, right? Sounds like we got quite a bit of.
The actual commodity, yes, we could.
We just originally purchased some, right?
We did. Crap shoot failed.
Does that normally go to the Finance Committee before it's negotiated?
No, we've been paying steady rate on that.
Well, I mean, what do you normally, if you're gonna go, because you're negative, before you go more negative, wouldn't you go to the finance committee to?
At this point, of course.
Right.
I really don't see it as necessary. There shouldn't be any further deficit.
So Kevin, just to let you know that there's sand and salt.
Yeah, I was just listening to that. What's our policy of past debt for that?
That's kind of what I was getting at, because it was, I don't know what it was last month or whatever, but it appears that whenever we go to make a purchase, it should be on a line item that's negative, should be discussed with us.
Well, going forward, would you?
I mean, it's one of those things where you get stuck in a rock and a hard place. We don't have a lot of chance to say no to that.
Understood.
But I think we need to monitor that better for budgeting in the future so we don't have overages reoccurring.
All right. I'm gonna take a minute to look over this. Unless there's more you want to discuss, go ahead if there is.
No, nothing.
All right, I'm gonna take a minute to kind of go over this. When I'm looking down the actual budget, when it says negative whatever, is that, and I'm just looking at the current tax, it looks like we're.
Yeah, so we have $11,377,000 left to collect for the year. We've collected 75%.
All right, and so that's still coming in?
Yes.
All right. Is that normal to be that far behind right now?
Yeah, I think we should be fine by year end.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chair. Can I just ask, what are, we budgeted $200,000 for sand and salt, correct? So we're over $100,000 almost, and on the overtime, we were budgeted, I think, what, $45,000, $35,000? And sand and salt, we're over, I just want to make sure that's correct, because we have my public works meeting tomorrow, and I just have that question. Are we over $100,000 over?
Right now we are.
Yeah, between both of them, is sand in the overtime?
No, with the overtime, we're up around 96, and then, well, yeah, if you, it's a little bit over that.
Well, the overtime is at 23.
Right, and 24.
Yes.
23.8.
Yeah, well, there's two overtime. There's overtime, and there's overtime S. Which one do you
have? The overtime S is the overtime snow line.
All right, so that was budgeted.
That's the one that's in the negative.
Yeah, we budgeted 75,000, and actual to date's 98,000, so that makes it 23,000 over. But the other overtime, we budgeted 35, and we've spent 30,000, and we got 5,000 left.
So in effect, is he went over that $96,000? That would, that's going to have to, we'll have to bring that up to him tomorrow night at the public works meeting to just why we went over that much,
and no,
that's quite a bit.
Virtually no warning to us.
Well, yeah. Sometimes we don't. When it comes to major winters and stuff, and we're keeping for public safety, we
no, I understand.
Do tend to order. You know, you know, the council is supposed to be aware of some of this stuff, but $96,000, I don't know if he's changed the remedies of ways doing it, if he's just using straight magic salt or sand. There's three different commodities, there's three different price ranges right there. When you're using straight rock salt, it's a much cheaper product. When you're using magic salt, it's much more expensive, and then salt, I mean sand.
Yeah, but it sounds like we got a, is there a salt shed full right now?
I can't say it's full, but we have a good quantity.
So most likely that'll be carry over to next year.
And if I can speak just to the overtime, a lot of that was just really bad luck on the timing of the storm.
It's all weekends.
Yeah, a Tuesday night storm gets you overtime and it's slightly expensive. A Saturday storm is even more, and Sunday is even more than that.
And we had holidays.
Yeah, we had a lot of Sunday.
Well, that's understood.
Yeah, and holiday storms. So.
And overtime, you don't really want to budget a lot of overtime if you don't know you're going to budget some. And it's better to do it and not levy taxes against something you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because if you, and that was one of the things we've historically done is look at overtime to see, you know, let's put some overtime in there and then, you know. And then dealing the investments, line item, I guess it's 43,000. And that means that just hasn't come in yet?
Yeah, there's some postings that need to be done to record those.
So what is their estimate right now of investments? If not, we can get back to me, I just want to kind of know.
Yeah, I can get you that. I don't have a number right now, but I can get you that.
Is that really saved us last year?
Yeah.
Is it doing well?
It is doing well. It is doing well. I've touched our highest interest bearing account. I've touched that as little as possible. So that has been accruing pretty much the same rate of interest that it has been. So it's been doing quite well. So I can get you an estimate of that.
And same with the Parks and Rec. Has that been balanced out? Because I think that's a revenue, and it's going to be a, you know, we pay the bill, but we don't always take it out of fund balance, right? Because it comes in, all revenue comes into the fund balance, or the general fund. Is that correct? On that end?
My assumption with that one was possibly summer camp enrollments in May and June.
Right,
so.
And that'll come back, that's right.
Yeah, so that'll be the bulk of that coming up in the next couple months.
Right. And the ECS grant, are we up to, we haven't received any? I thought they gave that on three, three.
No, we have received the ECS grant, that's just another one that hasn't been recorded into MUFIS yet. But
where we do you know where we are on that?
We have received, you should ask me today, what was it?
I think two payments.
Two of the three.
So we're probably two-thirds there?
Correct.
So that's the one that always troubles me, because it comes in May, and we're trying to have our budget resolved, and it's the one that kills me if they're low, right? And it's also the one I hate, because we have to levy taxes on the Board of Ed side, because they have to make payroll, you know what I mean? And it's a grant that comes in. It's always bugs me that we're levying taxes on $12 million, but we have to. This is what I've mentioned in our meeting, so somehow we got to, I don't know if we can fix that or not, but. And the line item for MRSA, that's is that money that comes in at some point?
That one was state revenue that I'm not sure should have been budgeted there because it's a municipal revenue sharing.
Right.
And the one underneath that, the long description was new tiered municipal revenue share. We're over on that. So,
right.
And every other year, the MRSA, it said zero. So I'm not sure if we can expect that from the state or not.
But right now we're 118,000 up.
In the other line, yes.
Is there more money coming out on that? On the municipal revenue sharing?
I think it's typically a one-time payment unless they do a supplemental disbursement.
Does it come in at a certain time?
Unknown, I don't know.
The municipal project, what is that? It's 47005. On page two.
That was more revenue from the state.
Okay, does that come in at a certain time or?
Yeah, that's all. Thought that one came in. I don't know the timeline that the state disperses the grants.
I'm just looking at these ones that haven't come in yet, they're pretty big.
Right.
That's why I hate doing this budget this early, because we've got literally money out there that we can't, we have to have faith that it's gonna come in. So it's like, please stay, don't.
That one was, I can attest that the $528,644 was allocated again by the state for fiscal year 26, so I'm confident that one will come in.
Okay, so do you have any questions?
No.
I'm just gonna go over this, except we got rest of it's except payroll and you already explained the other insurance has gone up this year. Municipal insurance. That's on page five. Probably we're gonna have a, can't do it tonight, a little bit more of a deep dive on this, just to see where we're at and what our plan is gonna be in another special meeting in a week or so. And then you've got your budget coming up soon. So.
Yeah, I think that Julie's ready to show us a schedule and she may hold me to it.
Yeah. So Kevin, thank you for being patient. So
yeah, no problem. I can hear everybody pretty good too. So it's certainly not as good as being there in person, but it's pretty good, and I appreciate everyone's willingness to work with me as I'm trying to finish up this job here.
Yeah, if you need to go, let us know. But I would, if you could get your Munis report, so I would like you to your pen and paper and calculator start coming up with some good questions, because when we have a special meeting to go over this a little more in depth.
Yep.
And I have a question, I think you'll have questions too, so I think that'll be a good opportunity.
Okay.
And Kate will have some questions too, and start with this a little bit more.
I'll be wrapping up this job in April 1st is our turnover date to the school, but it should kind of wind out a little bit right before that too, so I do have some more free time coming up in my life.
Well, that's good. All right, so we're going to move on to the budget schedule for new business 25-26.
Okay, so the budget schedule, the budget is due to the town council 75 days before June 30th. 75 days before June 30th is Wednesday, April 16th. There's a council meeting on Monday, April 14th, which is when the budget will be dispersed to council.
You guys anticipate having that to us before then, or just getting it to us then?
By then, what would the, end of this month?
No, April, 75 days from April 1st, before that is April 14th.
Is April 12th.
By charter, you have to have that to the town council.
We're doing the 16th, and when did you say we were,
The 14th at the council meeting.
The Bookens?
Yes.
At the 14th?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. We're on the schedule tomorrow.
How many, do you recall how many Bookens we made up last time, last year?
I just know one for each town council member, but,
Does the Board of Ed need a copy?
Yeah.
Just one?
Well, it's the mayor's budget, I guess, just one, but.
I figured 12 copies.
Right. But I think we got some work between now and then.
I know.
So. Just for hypothetical, if there's an issue with the budget and we either push it back or return it, obviously that takes in jeopardy for action, so the quicker we look at that, the better off we are.
So can you explain the process here a little bit for me, because I'm under the assumption that the mayor puts together his budget, has the finalized numbers that he wants,
right,
and turns it over to council. So
exactly.
If you wanted it before that,
I think you're right.
Okay.
This is just for us. That's when we can actually start doing our finance
right
work.
Okay.
In the past, we've done it before that, and it got screwy. So I think we're going to stick to the plan.
Okay.
And all right.
And the mayor's budget usually worked hand in hand with the finance director.
Right.
That would, so that is your budget too. It's always your budget.
So right now we're scheduled to have a budget on or about April 14th in the next town council meeting. Anything else? Should we move on?
No, nothing else.
And then so we'll start. I guess during that time, after that, we'll start planning our meetings with finance to start going over in more detail. And we have a plan for that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I guess the next one is LOSIP discussion.
Okay. So we have the boat launch and pier construction project. Which came in over budget for the funds we have available by approximately $40,000. When reviewing the LOSIP program with the state now has two LOSIP programs. They have the old entitlement program, and then they have the new allocation program. The state wants the municipalities to spend their entitlement money as soon as possible, and we have $132,022 available, not allocated to any projects. So my recommendation is to allocate $40,000 for the pier boat launch project from the LOSIP entitlement funds. I was told that LOSIP allocations had to go through council, but I was kind of wondering about that because the form for LOSIP project approval just is simply signed by the mayor and sent to the state, and the state approves it. So does this really have to go to council?
I think the only thing we do is we authorize the spending of it.
Okay.
So in other words, today you just brought to us that we needed supplement that by 40,000,
mm-hmm.
LOSIP money is available. And typically the mayor would have either something earmarked for that money, typically we, or the finance would earmark it, pre-earmark it during the budget. But if it hasn't been earmarked and it's.
Right, these are excess funds that weren't used.
So our recommendation is from the finance to send that to the town council to be transferred.
Okay.
Counselor Lathrop, I'll make a motion that, make a recommendation to recommend spending $40,000 of LoSiP money towards the boat launch.
Does the boat launch still need funding? I thought the boat launch was funded at this point.
It is, but apparently there is.
There's some overages, it's not fully funded. They need an additional about $40,000 to complete the project.
Kevin, that's, Kevin, that's, with the WPCA allowance also, that's above and beyond that.
WPCA guys, whoever had the idea to put the full funding in for the cameras in there was a genius.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Overall, the problem is that things just got skyrocketed and, from the original estimate and.
I totally get it. You know, I'm good with putting the money there. I think the fishing pier and boat launch is a big thing for the town and, I'd love to see it funded and move forward. I don't want any reasons for it to not move forward.
Well, our action is send it to the town council to do that, so.
Okay.
Do I have a?
Yeah.
Do I have a? Do I have a confirmation from you, Counselor Lathrop? To send that to town council?
Yes.
Counselor Shudder?
Yes.
And send to me, so that's 3-0 to send to town council for their approval. Anything else on LoSiP?
No.
So.
Just a comment on the remaining, $80,000. When, did the state tell us how long, they want us to wait for, before we spend it, or is there a timeline?
No, not at this time. They just said as soon as possible.
Right.
They wanna phase out that entitlement program.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They said they replaced it with another program. What's its dimensions?
Yeah, so, so now they give you the money just like a, they would a grant every year, and then they're going to come back and audit us.
That's what they told us last year.
Instead of just, yeah, it started last year.
So we'll have guideposts of how we can spend it.
Yeah, same spending guidelines as there is now. The only difference is now you have to get approval for the project first. Well, before you did.
Right.
Now you don't have to
right.
do that.
Yeah, we thought that would happen.
Right.
You,
what was that amount, 132, what?
022.
So at the town council meeting, just to say is we need to take, just make sure it's articulated that we're taking money from LoSiP to whatever line item that needs to be on the resolution for the council.
For April 14th.
So we don't, I don't know if I want to get into the weeds of it, but we don't actually have that money. We get reimbursed for it, so we.
Right. Well, when it does come in, it has to go from here. I just need to make sure that we have a town council resolution that properly articulates when that happens, that it was done. Because if not, we'll lose sight of it. And my memory sometimes is good, but not always good. So I need to have that to say that, hey, in April, we authorized the transfer of the LoSiP money when it came in. So, does that make sense? No?
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Because if not, and else we'd have to wait till that came in. And we've had some instances where things have come in and we forgot where did, you know, money came in, and we're like, well, what's this for?
Well, it would come in when I submit the reimbursement, and when it comes in, we just deposit it straight to the LoSiP line item.
Yeah, and then you already have authorization to do it, I guess. If that's, or we could wait till then. But right now, I'm just saying we have sent it to town council.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
How much after that will we have left over in LoSiP, that LoSiP?
92,000, 92,022.
How much?
I believe the thing is 132,000 in LOSA, and then we're taking 40,000, so that's 40.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to the next one.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is Tyler implementation discussion. So we have Munis, which is a Tyler program for all our financials. And I believe it was the goal of the town to continue implementation of the different modules for the Tyler technologies. The next module that I'm recommending be implemented is Tyler Content Manager.
Right.
This would reduce paper items are scanned into the system, so you can easily click and view the backup for what you're inputting in the system. It also sets us up on the track to be able to start purchase orders electronically. So the quote is in your packet. To get started, the one-time fees are $10,840, and then the recurring yearly fees are $1,463. So right now, in order to get this project moving forward, we would need $12,303. I spoke with our...
Can we use LOSA?
No.
Nice try.
Yeah.
So I spoke with our account representative, and they said if they have a signed quote, implementation can begin 60 to 90 days from then. So I'm asking for funds to get this project started as soon as possible. There is enough money in contingency if we wanted to fund it from there. Or I did speak with our IT director, but he said he would need until the end of April to be able to tell me if he had excess funds in this year's budget.
I think we'll do the first
okay.
Contingency. And I would like the counselors to weigh in here in a minute on that. But we'll make a motion so we can properly discuss this. Make a motion to send up to the town council funds to purchase and resolve the contracts with Tyler for the
content manager
module, sum of $12,303 to be taken from contingency.
So moved.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Right. Thank you very much. Discussion? So at this time, I would like the counselors to weigh in a minute. So just put this in perspective. When we had the audit from CLA that showed us some of the issues with our operational, and one of them is how paper is generated from the, let's just say the department heads or the different departments coming up to the finance. It was a heavily paper, and there was a lot of irregularities between the processes, between departments and their expectations that caused a lot of work for the finance department, to put it bluntly. And so there's a lot of unhappy people because things were getting done right. So this will reduce that angst of, and then having a unified process that everybody will follow, and it will help out the finance department because then they can immediately do these types of processes. So I just wanted to put that out in case, Kevin, you haven't heard it, or you haven't heard it, Kate. So that's the rationale behind it, and it's something that'll, I think, will help out pretty much all of the department heads and time saving and a lot of redundancy and lost stuff, so.
I gotta tap out on that work. I gotta finish up a couple things here. I appreciate everyone picking. I'll try really hard to be at the coming meetings.
So can I get your vote? Just go ahead and take a vote now in a second.
Yes. Aye.
So,
aye.
So that's 3-0. Kate, I am gonna let you talk.
Okay, so.
Thank you, Kevin.
Less chance of error.
Sorry.
Yes.
I really.
This much closer to 2025?
Yes, just a little.
That's all I want. Perfect.
I'm really sad about the 60-90 day, because that puts us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I understand, and to put a perspective, there also is gonna be a learning curve. So even if we have the module, I think between the training we're gonna get from Tyler and yourself, because I think, you know, you're a big proponent of this and you've used it in the past. And I think Cindy, you know much about it, so.
Yes.
Patrick, so.
I use Tyler Content Manager extensively.
Do you
so.
See any issues with training our current department heads and the staff?
I don't think so. It's a very, very simple program. It's pretty much just a kind of a scan and go type thing. Once you learn the handful of buttons you need to upload a document, you can just do it over and over again. It's a very simple program.
So do we have any, I don't want you to mention names, do we have any employees that are not computer savvy and will die on the hill of trying to learn a computer program? I'm just, don't say the
no,
name.
No, I understand. I don't believe so, I think. Especially this module is so simple, I think. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Many of the administrative assistants would most likely be doing the uploads as well.
Okay. So, yes.
And I've trained in that before in Norwich. And the good thing about it is it prevents over budget from happening.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a training module that they can use right up until it's time for the program to be implemented, right, Julie?
Yeah, we have training.
And that comes with this module, the training?
Yeah, we have it now. Any?
Start training.
Yeah.
Start training. Any other comments, Kate?
No, I think that this is great, and I'd like to see more of things like this in
Next
town hall.
Next step is payroll. any other discussion on, so that's going to go up to the town council. And just to attract you before we move out of time, the payroll and stuff that I know we have probably quotes and stuff and processes and how we're going to implement. And I think we were looking at possibly other companies as well that may do the same thing for payroll at a, I guess, more efficient or effective, maybe cost-wise or more internal processes. Because I know Tyler Muniz in the past had difficulties implementing in some municipalities based on how they're structured.
Mm-hmm.
So are we looking at those other companies and Tyler?
I haven't started looking at payroll at all. My first goal is to get Content Manager and then all purchase orders electronic and then move on to payroll.
Okay.
Payroll is going to be a huge undertaking. Yeah.
Yeah. To put that in perspective, just so people know that today there's one human every Monday. It's 238 to 240 paper time cards of varying intensities. So that'll be good. All right. Now keep us posted on that, because I would like to know time-wise when we can implement that as well. Department report.
Well, the first couple weeks have been good here so far. Everyone's been welcoming. We're getting the fiscal year 24 audit started officially next month. But we are running almost a year behind. We should be starting fiscal year 25 in May.
That's partly because of a lot of the encumbrances that have happened
right
during the last, and that's unfortunate. But I was assured by CLA auditors that it should be fairly quick and efficient, because based on some of the things we've done, during this previous thing, so I'm hoping to hold up to that. I'm gonna call them up.
Yeah, we'll see, because they said we were starting at ground zero when I spoke with them last week. So we're on the schedule.
Yeah.
And
is that gonna keep us, what potential that have other than delaying our budget this year, or we'll be able to proceed?
No, that wouldn't have anything to do with budget.
Good,
no.
All right.
We could get some questions about it when we go out for bonding, about why it's not completed yet. But I was told by our bond council that in this day and age, it's not uncommon for the municipalities to not have their
yeah.
audits done.
I talked to Sandra Dawson about that too. She,
okay,
so we're in good shape. We have very, very good bond rating, so that's not gonna be a problem.
So it's not ideal, but it